All right, we'll call the meeting to order if we can stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call a roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under item two, we didn't have anybody sign up to speak. Does anybody wish to speak?
I'm going to speak for somebody. Blake and Kim Miller are members of our community, and they are Norton graduates, and they noticed that the flag at the stadium is a little bit tattered. So they asked me if they could replace it. So I said, sure. So he dropped this off. She's sick tonight, so they couldn't come in. But the proceeds from the flags that they're purchasing are donated to families of fallen servicemen and women. So I just wanted to give, you know, a thank you to them for, you know, being kind. And they are going to take it upon themselves when it gets tattered. They're going to continue to replace it. So that Jake knows that.
Proceeds to what? What did you say the proceeds went to? Fallen?
To fallen servicemen and women.
Thank you.
It's a teacher who does this business and wants to give back.
Very nice.
Yeah. Anything else? Item three, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under Board Business Committee Reports, Policy, Mrs. Webble.
We haven't met, but I've kind of been waiting for Dana to come on board so that we could get together with you. I don't know how much you have.
Eric, do we have something that we were waiting on?
The only one our district nurse and I had talked about was, and it's the one that Mr. Sams brought up with the Narcan. That was the only one that I was kind of looking for. The district nurse had some questions about it. So.
And I don't know if you saw the update. They said they were postponing it because of the changes in, you know, with the new budget.
Okay.
So it will be a month later.
Community engagement, Mr. Knight?
We haven't met either. We could meet, find something in the next couple weeks if you want, especially like Cindy said with Dana on board. Maybe it's a good idea to get something lined up. We haven't met though in a while.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of meetings.
Bring them on. I guess just from a policy standpoint, just to go back, you know, we're also as a district dealing with House Bill 410, which is the new attendance and truancy law that our entire administrative team is trying to grasp. And the basic policy behind that is you can't use attendance or lack of attendance and punish students for that, whether it be some type of detention, suspension. So
we approved that last time.
We did,
yeah.
But I know that, you know, we're starting school next week, so it's just hitting our lives really for the first time from that standpoint. But you're right. I am planning on plenty of meetings.
You're pretty popular. Technology and instruction, Mrs. Bennett.
Not to stop that trend.
When we meet.
We did meet. It wasn't an instruction technology meeting, but a few weeks ago we took a tour of the Medina County Career Center Animal Care Program, which was very impressive, very extensive, had a larger program than maybe what we had thought of. Not sure, you know, what direction we're going to go yet. We need to get together and regroup and talk about that. But it was very informative. I thought it was
It's overwhelming.
Yes.
It's amazing that looks, the different programs that they have, but it gave us some good ideas.
So if that's something that we're still looking toward doing, that's, you know, I think they're going to help us along that way in terms of, you know, developing our program, what things to do, not do. So I would anticipate maybe after the beginning of the school dies down a little bit that we would meet and talk about that again.
Operations?
We have not met either. A lot going on, and I think the plan was to kind of let things settle down, same thing. However, with our last meeting, we talked about the air conditioning in the field house, and you know, this may be the right time to take a consensus or chat a little bit more about it so we can move forward, because I know Mr. Collier and the group need to know what our plans are. So not sure how to open that up, but I do know that we got some information from Mr. Addis today that the weight room and the locker room areas already had air conditioning built into it. Not sure how that happened.
Really quickly, it's just the weight room.
Okay, but okay.
The locker rooms are kind of tied to the main area with more of a pass through. There's no ductwork in there.
Okay.
So it's really just the weight room area. The AC is in that. So when CT Taylor kind of went back to their contractor to say, because Dan and I had asked them, let's just break out the weight room so we have a number of whole building versus weight room. And when they went back to their mechanical contractor, they said, no, that 70, approximately 70,000 is just the large area. So that large area would be the gym, the mezzanine area, and then the changing rooms are really involved with that because it's an open unit because there's no doors. So that air passes through.
Okay, my apologies for that. Yeah.
So there's no additional cost for the weight room?
Correct.
To be air conditioned?
Yes, it, as of right now, it is air conditioned.
And that was my mistake from last time. I misspoke about that. They did leave in the condenser and the equipment necessary to air condition the weight room. And there is also a small, they're called a PTAC, which is like a window air conditioning racing unit for the technology room, just to keep the equipment cool in there. So that is still included as well.
So was the price for that condenser, wasn't that part of that $70,000?
That's what I had originally said. I was mistaken. It's not in the ad price. It's already in the price and included in the base bid.
So we're really only looking at an increased cost for the block. We have a choice now, a different choice, I should say.
The same $70,000 is still a choice to
right. Manage
the air conditioning the rest of the space.
Okay.
Well, I guess we should back up and let, I mean, you had a conversation.
Yeah, you know, we talked last time, and I know Matt was here and gave a thorough presentation, and you guys had some discussion with him, and Jake and I also met with MKC and just talked about, you know, some construction things that we discussed with the block. And I guess between the two groups and just, you know, people talking, we talked about a number of things in concern of air conditioning. Questions like if we do decide to utilize the air conditioning, how many days will that actually be turned on? And the months that air conditioning would be used, which obviously are, you know, months like now, is that also a time period where that building's the least used? You know, we're figuring during the school year and, you know, leading up to softball, baseball, especially during basketball season. Not sure how many days air conditioning would actually be turned on for that facility. Plus with the new block, just in discussions with MKC, they do believe that we're getting an energy efficient building. And part of the new design is also their reality that we're getting a really good efficient building. And then, you know, something else that I know the board has discussed and we've discussed as a group is you know, community use. You know, for instance, the ability of our seniors to go in and use the building, which would probably be in the morning time, it's not likely a time that you would have the air conditioning on, maybe even in the summer months. So those are some things that we've discussed. We do think that the building is going to be energy efficient. You know, Jake and I talked a little bit about the building today. You know, if it lasts 60 or 70 years, which we hope it would, and you spend that on air conditioning, obviously that's about $1,000 a year. So those are just some of the things that we have discussed that the board, you know, could consider. You know, we've had a number of facilities here that have been non-air. I played basketball in that gym most of my life up there and never had air conditioning and survived, but we are in a different time period. You know, the expectations to have a building with air are probably more visible than before, so those are just some considerations. But I can answer any other questions that you might have about that.
Just a comment. Mm-hmm. Our main gym, where our extracurricular activities is air conditioned, outside of gym class throughout the day, throughout the year, everything else is extracurricular, right? The use of it, meaning practices, youth sports, things of that nature. My opinion with the cost is I don't know that we need it. I'm just my opinion. But
we talked at length with MKC about the block. And so Todd gave us a pretty thorough drawing of the original block before the code change, before the ordinance change, and the block that is now going into the structure is vastly different, and believes that it's going to hold a temperature much better than the original design. And so I guess the goal or the thought with the exhaust is that new foundation of block is going to be a little more energy efficient if you would decide to just use the exhaust. And that's the balance between how many days we actually would use air in that facility. That it's are we going to have some hot days? Absolutely. So
it's a Matt, what have you discovered or talked about since our last meeting? Have you found out any other details or?
No, the only thing different from what we talked about last time was that, again, when I spoke, I was mistaken about the air conditioning. The air conditioning is included in the price as it currently stands right now for the weight room, and that was the one piece I misspoke about last time. Other than that, I don't feel it, or I don't, no new information has come to me other than that, so I don't know that I have anything additional.
But you said that, I asked you specifically, so thank you for being honest, you said, and your recommendation, I asked you right on the hot seat, what would you do? Is your answer still the same, that you would?
Yeah, I gave you my personal. Now, I took professional, and it's not my money. Again, personally, you know, I would air condition it if it were me. But that's, I'm not spending the money, so I can't. I mean, I almost feel bad answering.
Sure.
That, truly.
But we have a contingency money of what, $46,000?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. And the block thing is, we're going to get that money back. I know, Stephanie, that's always tough for you to see the broad picture there, but we're going to get that money back longevity-wise because this is going to be efficient. And it's a green building, and you told us that from the very beginning when we built this project, that all of this project is a green space, and we can pride ourselves in knowing that, right?
Yeah, our main building has LEED certification. We didn't seek a LEED certification for the field house, but it is being built with the same methods and manners.
So it's tough when you look at this overall $31, $32 million project, you wanna make sure that we get it right. I'm talking about the whole project. So when we save this money, and we all sat down to work together, and we thought the field house, because we were gonna lose gym space, and Lewis brought that up, you know, and that was a very good point, that we're going to lose two gyms, we're going to gain the field house space. You want to get that right. So I don't know $70,000, we always are going to spend, you know, the taxpayers' money efficiently. But I was still under the belief that it had air conditioning, so I don't know. It's a tough decision. I've had, when the newspaper article started going out, we had phone calls, I'm sure we all did. You know, it was certainly difference of opinions.
I think when you talk about the contingency money, which I'm glad you mentioned that because I had actually forgotten about that. So you're looking at $40,000 in contingency money that we may not spend at all. We might spend some of it, we may not. Then you have $70,000 that it would cost to place air throughout the building. I mean, now you're talking about $110,000. And, you know, I guess from my standpoint, whether we do this animal care program for career tech, maybe we decide that it's going to be some other program, but that's $110,000 that we could put towards educating our students when air conditioning in this building may not be that necessary given the fact of the days and the timing of the school year when it would be turned on. So I think it's money better spent on computer equipment, textbooks, a career tech program. That's my opinion.
We're going to be teaching phys ed out there. Mm-hmm. Is there any students that may not be able to have, I mean, is the temperature going to be at a point where they might not be able to be out there?
Well, I would imagine, you know, that every district would have some days and situations where, you know, heat emergencies are in play, where they would not go outside and play kickball. Mm-hmm. You know, especially at the high school, we do have an indoor facility that's air conditioned. So
they could bring brought in.
The teachers obviously could make the decision, we're staying inside today. We have a 90 degree day in Ohio, which is rare with high humidity, but it's really not smart for us to go outside. And those are pretty simple discussions that are common sense based. But would we ever have some days out there where kids are playing basketball and it's really hot? For certain we would. But if it got to the point of dangerous, it's not ever going to be a situation where an adult's not involved.
I kind of am leaning with Jennifer and Lewis also. I mean, I think if the weight room is air conditioned and the locker room partially air conditioned, sounds like you said like a breezeway or something going through there might be a little cool. And obviously, like I think what Dana said too, if it's too hot, we have another gym that is air conditioned. We are trying to do another project we need money for, which is both the vocational stuff. So that's all I'm thinking about it.
Well, you know, obviously I wasn't here when the high school was built. But I know the idea for the field house surface because the high school was under budget and some money was available for the board and the community to take a look at it. And when you look overall at what the community and the board has been able to provide for our students, it's a pretty expansive project, that whole new facility. And we're given the community and the school board's given a great gift to our entire population, to the entire city. And I know the field house being over budget has gotten a little attention recently, but if you look overall at everything that's down there, I think the district's done a wonderful job in giving something to the future, to the current and the future. But I think either way that the board decides, you have a good, solid, you know, foundation for the decision that you make one way or another. I think it's something that there are arguments either way.
Matt, real quick, just so we have it today, because I know there's been numbers thrown around. Let's say if we only, like Jennifer said, if we can keep 40,000 of that and we don't do the air, where are we at with money then with the way this is washed out? Because I know there's different numbers floating around. Where are we at?
Well, currently in the price round, just to clarify, the contingency is already built in to the budget. Mm-hmm. So that is an additional 40,000 above the budget right now. That's already in there. Now, if we don't spend it, that 40 would help to offset the air conditioning, I guess, the 70. So if you spent zero, the air conditioning then would be 30.
If we didn't do the air conditioning, where would
but
we be?
What about the block?
Yeah,
the block. I was going to go there.
Okay,
so
sorry.
We are the block and all that is about $140,000 is where that budget fell right now over. So if you do the air conditioning, we were going to be 210. And within, built in there though, is that 40, I think it's 46,000 if I'm going from memory here. Again, may spend some of it, may spend all of it, I don't know yet. Or we won't know till we work through all the, there's little things that, hey, we'd like to do this on this door, or we'd like to, so there's things like that that happen during a project. Oh, hey, we see how this is being used. What about if we did this, if we added a door swipe here? Just different things like that, but that's where that money can be used.
But
so, as it stands, with that in the budget, we are about $210,000 over budget, all in.
With air.
But if there's no air and we don't use any, we're about $100,000.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah. Yes, okay.
So we really need to sharpen our pencils, manage the project, and keep the cost down. To make sure.
I 100% agree. We've been doing that through this process. Like I said, we've already went through some VE. As I discussed last time, we've found different ways to do things, maybe a different lighting fixture to help bring that cost to where they are.
Yeah.
Again, unfortunately, some things were more expensive, and we've really done a lot of work to try to control that. But the reality is where we're at right now.
Okay. I'm sorry we didn't send him. Your opinion?
I don't think we need to do the air either. I think 46, so hopefully that's the number. Because 140 over budget already, if we can keep it to 100. Originally, the people that were designing the building, we wanted that second gym in there because we need the space. But to put it within the building, it was going to be $2 million, so we decided we can't do that. So it was nice when it came in under budget and we could actually provide what we originally wanted to for not much more money. So I think we should just, I'm glad the weight room's air conditioned because to me that, you know, would be important for kids. But I don't think it's necessary.
Well, sounds like you have your answer to move forward with no air conditioning and we'll keep it as it was designed. And I'm proud of the board that it was brought this way, that the administration, the superintendent, and the business manager kept this transparent to the public and that everybody knew this conversation happened. So thank you to the board, the administration, and our business manager, and CT Taylor and MKC for bringing this to us. So we kept it transparent to the public. Under anything else, Lewis?
I'm good until we get a meeting with Dana. I'm fourth on the list. Take a number.
There's a fifth one coming, I'm guessing.
Yeah. You have busing coming up.
Well, under.
Huh?
You have busing coming up here.
Yeah, busing. We'll have that. That's probably when we should really meet. Is
yeah,
once
about two, three weeks
in.
Starting to get all of those.
Hopefully,
me,
I'm forgetting about that.
Finance, we did have the meeting after the last levy, and we'll have to have another discussion.
Well, in finance, though, speaking of levy, Wednesday.
I believe he's going to talk under superintendent.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Under his superintendent's recommendations
okay.
and reports. And then I was going to put the field house last, but he put it under and covered it good under operations.
Sorry.
So, you're under your first report.
So, I guess I'll keep this short and sweet. This Wednesday, we're having our first levy meeting, 6:00 here. Obviously, this is a community event, and this is a group of citizens who will work with the school district on behalf of the students. And, you know, we definitely have a goal in mind, and that is to work with our community. You just talked about, you know, being transparent, and obviously, the finances of a district, any school district, is something where they're transparent with their community. The money that they spend, you know, which is part of our plan as well. But our goal is just to work with them and reach out to them to see where they are. I've already had communications with many of them and their feelings, so I'm aware of community feelings at this point. Then our goal is to remain calm and have good conversations, let them know our plans for this. And, you know, as of Wednesday, we'll develop a chair and a team and a goal and begin that process for the November 7th election. So we're excited. You know, the community has come back and said they're ready for us to stop talking about money. And that's my goal with them as well, is for us to work together as a school district and community, and then let's get Levy off the talking blocks for a little while. And appreciative of them for the May election with the PI levy, but obviously operating as a different monster. It's different money. So our job is to educate the community, and then we say thanks, and we just don't talk about it for a while and worry about some other things.
Thanks. Is it, that's here?
Wednesday, 6 o'clock right here.
Any further reports?
We have some team members here. I guess I'll just finish tonight by saying, when you are somewhere else for 20 plus years in other districts, you really always don't know how good the administrative teams are in other places. But this administrative team has been amazing for me as an incoming superintendent in terms of welcoming, intelligent, driven, focused on our kids, which is the most important thing. All of our dialogue centers around kids. So they've just been wonderful to work with, and I'm excited. So we have a few of them here tonight. If they have anything to report out, that would be great. Jake, do you want to start?
Today, I put on my auctioneer hat. That was interesting. I took an auctioneer around almost a month ago, showed him what we had left in the buildings, and he kind of scratched his head and looked at me and said, yeah, I'm not sure you need to have an auctioneer for this, because there wasn't a whole lot left. Our elementary staff has done a good job of, they use the stuff that's in their room. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we moved, but they apparently use it because we moved most of it out. So we had loose furnishing auctions in Cornerstone and Grill today, and thank you to Stephanie for helping me. She was took on the treasurer's hat, and she walked around and wrote everything down and collected the money. The best thing about today is that we made a little bit more money than what we did on the middle school one without hiring an auctioneer, which was interesting. But today seemed very much like our community members came and bought stuff. Like, there were a couple families that really wanted lockers, and they got lockers for their families. And these are Norton people.
Maps. Everybody wanted a map.
Yeah, maps. We were selling maps like crazy. So they wanted maps for, you know, one wanted them to put them on the wall for the kids. We had some local churches got some things, so it was a good day. It went smooth. I think everybody got most everything out today. So the auctions went well. Do want to point out, we do have September 5th at noon. We are going to auction off the property at Grill. So obviously, as a district, we're hoping that goes for lots and lots of money. But even if it doesn't go for a ton of money, it will save us that demo and abatement cost, because we're selling that building as is. I have had some phone calls and had some people out to look at it. So we do have some interest in that building, which is good.
Are we going to sell any other property or looking at that?
That would be up to the board.
Just Grill so far?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's Grill. Board would like to sell some more, I can start that process as well, but that's a whole different conversation.
We've been working with teachers as they come back in. You know, they're getting started. Their rooms are close to set up. They look great. Now they're getting to class lists and trying to get in the grade book and those sorts of things, working on, you know, using the new copiers. We're assisting with a lot of those things. So we are not gearing down. We are gearing up even higher. So things are good. Things are still moving. Got a lot accomplished in a short amount of time, and confident we'll just keep plugging away. And
I just want to mention, you know, the move to four new places. You know, I talked a little bit in my report about our maintenance and custodial staff have just been amazing at getting these buildings ready. Angie and the technology team spent the summer taking care of the administration and those things, and now our teachers are coming back. And so I think her phone's ringing off the hook to have everyone's needs met. And it's a group like all of our people who are accommodating to people. So I thank all of them, but the technology team has just gone above and beyond in making sure these, because there are some things with technology when you move that you can't anticipate. You know, the phone's ringing here, but actually it's, you know, three buildings away because of some number changes and everything. So I just want to thank you and your team.
It's our pleasure, and really it's great helping the teachers. I mean, even today, you know, this isn't working for me, and, you know, okay, did you try this? Did you try this? And they're appreciative. We're happy to help, and, you know, we all just have to be patient and know that we'll work through it. So it's all good.
I just kind of echo the same thing. I mean, compliments to all the staff that's back. I mean, rooms are looking fantastic. I think we're ready for kids right around the corner. You know, kudos to the transportation department too. You know, I mean, they're fielding a lot of calls. Transportation letters have gone out. You know, we're working on bus stops, safe places of the safety stops. And, you know, it's just been, it's been a lot of activity, a lot of good activity, but I think we'll be ready for kids here next week.
Even if you're not, they're coming.
I was thinking about this the other day. It's technology, it's everybody. Besides for maybe a couple people, even in the administration office, we have pretty much moved in 8 months every single person in this district. I moved offices, we have a new superintendent, you know, curriculum changed, you know, so we, I mean, I can, it's easier to name the people that we didn't move than the people that we moved. We didn't move the treasurer's office. But we literally have moved every single person in this district virtually in 8 months. And, you know, looking back on it, I'm just saying, I don't even understand, but we're going to get there. Things seem to be where they're supposed to be. So it's been impressive, the whole team that we have. And that's happened with not a ton of complaints by our maintenance staff, by our technology staff. It's, we'll get this done, which is rare.
And I have to say, you would think that something would get lost out of moving all of those buildings over that time. I had one computer that turned up missing, and we looked everywhere over and over and over again. I thought for sure it must have gone out to e-waste and been done for. We were at NES, and it was under a monitor, and we found it. So, I mean, it's everything, I think, pretty much has turned up and been where it needed to be in over, 8 or 9 months, and it's not just physical things, but, you know, every user changing buildings and teachers, you know, and students and all of that, it's amazing that we've gotten it all done, really.
So. Can I add something to this conversation? We have an exchange student living with us, just moved in on Friday. We took her to central office today. Everybody was fantastic, making her feel like she belonged here. We took her to the high school. Ryan Shaner stopped what he was doing to make sure he came over and talked to her. Mrs. Williams stopped what she was doing to come in and help her with her classes. The people that represent Norton are phenomenal. So,
thank you.
Taxpayer and resident, I appreciate all of that.
We appreciate that because I try not to call so that, because I know that they're trying to serve the public the best they can. And even Kelly moved. And the other day, I was like, where'd Kelly go? Kelly even moved. So, everybody's moved. That is an actual fact that everybody's moving around. So the copiers work out, everybody's got that figured out.
Yes, they work. It's sometimes it's just users learning.
Yeah.
Changes.
Everybody's got that resolved. Did you have any reports?
No, not really. I would just echo what they've said. It's phenomenal going out in the buildings and, you know, like walking through Grill today. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of glad we're moving on. But listening to the people at the auction was interesting. And there were some kids there. And, you know, we've talked about the move, and it's not that we forget kids, because I don't want to say that we don't, because it's about the kids. But we're, okay, the teacher's here, and these teachers have to work together, and how does this mesh, and how are they going to work? And there was a kid there like, okay, I'm going in fourth grade, and I'm going to be in a classroom of kids that I have no idea who they are, which I never really kind of thought of that side of the equation. And the mom had just gotten a list. They were looking at it on our phone, and she's reading names, and the girl goes, oh, I've heard of her. I think she's really nice. I've always wanted to meet her. And she was excited about having new kids in her class and that kind of thing, too. And I had never kind of looked at it from that direction. I just looked at it from ours and how that worked with the teachers and the principals and all that. So they all seem excited about it, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, you guys have all done a phenomenal job. As I sit in my office and don't move, I didn't even move my chair. And watch everybody else move. It's all coming together. And I've said it from the beginning. I was a naysayer. There's no way we're going to do this on our own. We need help. Jake, you better hire movers. We got to have this in. And I'll tell anybody that it's worked. They've done it. They've done it all. It's phenomenal. Even when the door fell off today.
The door fell off today.
And we made $397. Mm. Sold a lot of things for a dollar. But you don't have to move them.
I just had a question. Have you talked to the city about all the construction? I mean, are we going to be safe and the busing? And
yes, we have talked to the city. Our biggest concern was Easton, and that's supposed to be done. They gave. I talked to Ken Caldwell. It's always weird when I call him, because he always pauses. He'll leave me a message and say, "This is Ken Caldwell." Pause. From the city, but I left him a message about Easton. You know, obviously we're concerned. We want that entrance, and they had given the contractor for the project out there our start date, and they so far have assured us that they will be off of Easton. Now, just as a side note, I do know they're going to be doing some paving in those areas, so it's going to be interesting. I mean, Norton right now, you know, if we can fast forward probably a year. Between the city improvements and the school improvements, it's going to be really great. We just have those growing pains. So we were used to it last year. You know, the city does a good job of contacting Paul, and he reroutes buses on a daily basis as they might be paving a road and close a road. But we'll get through it. But Easton is supposed to be open, which will be a huge thing.
Well, I worry about even a bus on 76 right now. You know, I wouldn't even want a bus on 76. I mean, I don't know.
I think the only time we really sent a bus out on 76 is they basically have to do, I'm not going to say the terminology right, but it's almost like a blowout thing where they have to go run them at kind of full speed at their max, you know.
Well, away games are coming.
Not with kids in, though.
Yeah.
And we're not going like
don't want that vision.
We're going the speed limit, and it's an, you know, clean on exhaust type of thing. But yeah, when we do go 76 to road games and things, it's.
I would consider. I mean, I'm just talking as a citizen, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on, so I would. Take a look at that.
Diesel exhaust cleaning.
that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
So just in the reach out to the community too, we've talked to them about transportation and the construction and the new schools and traffic patterns at Eric's building. So we've asked our parents, be patient. You know, every school, it takes about a week before you get settled in. And especially that first day, you know, parents are watching watches to see what time kids are coming home. So we're battling a few things. And do we have Cleveland Massillon for a portion of the school year shut down even more where it's going to be one-way traffic?
I'm not sure exactly yet when that'll happen, but I think it's going to.
Yeah.
As they, you know, pave it.
Yeah.
Because they got another, even in the section they're doing, they've got to pave again one more layer. And then as they move down to in front of what is Cornerstone, we're going to be back to what we were last year of. We're going to have some one lanes, and we're going to be using Easton a lot.
And Paul has done a good job with plans and getting out of the high school.
The transportation department has done a very good job.
Yeah, I know they're leaving the high school and not exiting onto Cleveland Massillon. He has some plans where he's going to avoid as much as possible.
I think our parents have done a really good job staying focused and paying attention with all the events. And, you know, they're really observant to this and keeping the kids safe, too, and slowing down. So kudos to them. Does anybody have anything else?
I was just going to make one comment. Sorry, I don't want to drag it on. But we've heard a lot from the admin team, Mr. Addis, of the moves, you know, the field house discussion. I mean, you said it great, Mr. Addis, as far as in the grand scheme of things, when you wrap this up and you look at the big picture, at the beginning of the school year, all of our students are going to be in place to where they're going to be, at least for the time being, unless we add any more new schools. Teachers will be in place. Buildings will be up. I don't know when the field house is going to be completely done, but we know that time's coming. And when you look from when this all started, and I heard a story that from a teacher that a new building committee, maybe in 1989, I maybe is that Cindy?
Oh, yeah, what? They've had them for a while.
Yeah, so this was a teacher telling me this, and 1989 to look at where we're at today, and multiple people in different positions, superintendent, business manager, technology, board members, and to look at the whole picture, and in the paper, I'm not going to lie, it made me mad when I saw $140,000 over budget. The grand scheme of things, what we have, where we're at, and the grant, new improvements to buildings, it may potentially only be $100,000 with all those pieces coming together. That's a darn good story. Yeah. Darn good story. And I that's the prize. Mm-hmm. And the benefit is none of us sitting here. It's the kids. And that means something to me coming from Norton, growing up here, going to school, and now my children, along with some other people in this room's children, get that benefit. That's the prize. And it's a congratulations to many people that aren't even sitting here today throughout the year, so in the community. Mm-hmm. So that's the picture. That's what should be in the headlines. That's what we should be celebrating.
So. Well said. Nicely
yep.
said. Yeah.
Well, we'll end on that. That's true. So, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yep. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.